From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating how and why a Juno-bound helicopter ferrying tourists crashed on Herbert Glacier. The pilot and six passengers were treated and released from Bartlett Regional Hospital with minor injuries. NTSB Regional Aviation Chief Clint Johnson in Anchorage says the helicopter ran into trouble around 6 o'clock on Monday evening.
What we understand is this helicopter was operating in connection with a dog sledding excursion that's on the Herbert Glacier or in that area. But we're working very closely with coastal helicopters at this point right now to find out exactly what the circumstances were that led up to this accident and also what the extent of the injuries, if any.
No names have been released, but it's understood that the A-Star helicopter sustained major damage.
My understanding is a second coastal helicopter was able to reach the site and were able to get the folks off of the glacier before nightfall.
The NTSB says the company is cooperating fully with the investigation. GCI customers will see the cost of their internet service rise by $5 to $10 next month. Rates for what GCI calls its No Worries plan will increase 7 to 12%. GCI spokeswoman Heather Handyside says the increase is due to the cost of system upgrades in recent years.
The increases in the new technologies and investing in our network to make these better speeds and more data available, you know, require an investment. And sometimes those costs are passed on to our customers.
The fee for GCI's most expensive service with the fastest speeds and highest data limits will not be affected. GCI was sold to Colorado-based Liberty Interactive Corporation last month. After nearly 2 years, the University of Alaska Fairbanks has found a permanent replacement for its chancellor. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports Dan White, the university's vice president for academic affairs and research, will take the helm July 1st. In a letter, UA President Jim Johnson says White is a smart, strong, ethical, and caring leader. He was one of three finalists. And Army discharge papers will finally be issued for 16 members who served in a largely Native citizen militia to guard Alaska during World War II. Governor Bill Walker will present the documents to relatives of the deceased members of the Alaska Territorial Guard today at the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage. The 6,400-member militia was formed in 1942 to defend the territory from the threat of Japanese invasion. The militia disbanded in 1947, but its members weren't recognized by the Army until 2004. Sunshine in the forecast today with highs around 57, overnight lows dipping down to 38. We got some fog in the forecast for tomorrow with highs around 63, lows around 40, and sunny skies for Sunday and Memorial Day with temperatures reaching as high as 68 with overnight lows in the mid-40s. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.